Yeah, we're getting back to that knitted underwear too.
Yeah.
You know, with the big stitches and the big spaces between, it's extra warm. What kind of bread did you make?
Well, my mother made soft rising bread. You ever hear of that?
Yeah.
And it
smells like the Dickens.
How good it is, though. I love it. She made soft rising bread and then biscuits, cornbread, but and yeast bread, but now that yeast was carried around from one neighbor to the other, the everlasting yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And sourdough bread. That my mother made sourdough biscuits, and I've never been able to make as good a biscuits as my mother made.
Oh, how did she make those?
Well, she saved a little of that dough from one day to the other. Next morning she'd add to it, and then she saved a little of that dough out. That's good.
Mm.
I can remember what good biscuits we had.
Mm. Were these made just as she'd make bread?
Yes.
Same recipe, but make them in a biscuit pan?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. How about the cornbread? How was that made?
That was made with buttermilk and eggs.
Any sugar?
We didn't put sugar in ours, but some people did.
I think that's more of a northern habit.
We put, we got molasses, sorghum molasses by the barrel. We bought them by the barrel. We'd go, whoever made sorghum molasses and buy a barrel of it.
Mm-hmm.
And put them out in the smokehouse. And we'd eat it in those days. We stir butter in it.
Uh-huh, make your own syrup. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I still love sorghum molasses.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as it was then.
Well, I think
it has a real reddish brown. Didn't look like it does now.
I've heard that's tricky stuff to make. If you go just a little bit too long.
The sugar.
Yeah. And that's not very good.
No. It amazes me now to think, to wonder how we ever kept the ants from getting in that barrel of sorghum.
Well,
I don't believe we had as many ants in those days as we do now.
Huh.
We made our own vinegar out of our apples.
Uh-huh. Do you have a press?
Our neighbor had a cider press. We'd go there. Out of the pumice, we'd pour some rainwater on the pumice that was left from making the cider.
Uh-huh.
And maybe add a little cider to it and make our vinegar out of that.
Huh.
Add a little sugar to it. And it was good.
Mm. Yeah, in the apple growing countries, there are certainly good things to eat and good things to drink, right?
Yeah, I just love the cider, especially when it gets a little sharp.
Yep.
The hard cider.
But just when it starts to bubble,
just
it's still working.
I don't like fresh cider. Never did get as sick as I did on fresh cider.
Yeah.
We drank it right from the press while I was pressing it.
Uh-huh.
And that really, by the time I got home from the cider press, my head was going round and round. I got spots before my eyes, you see.
Mm.
Sweet cider. You drink too much sweet cider, but you don't drink too much hard cider.
No, you stop.
No. It's just right. Just only put it in a jug and let it stand a day or two.
Uh-huh.
Let it get real cold. That is good.